Stock prices, currencies, and government bonds gyrate sharply across the world as markets digest Donald Trump's victory. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. After plunging down to or close to the limit of market circuit breakers overnight in futures trading, once the markets opened up formally on Wall Street, the response to the Donald Trump surprise became more muted. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up a bit, 25 points, a tenth percent. The S&P 500 was down 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite down 0.3%, again in early trading. What was striking was the 10-year bond, often a safe haven during turbulence, fell, with the yield up sharply to 1.97%. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Good morning to you.
Good to see you, David.
So it was worse earlier. Dow and S&P futures were down near the limit, 5% down almost, once the writing on the wall was clear about the Trump victory. But why do you think the volatility now might be moderating?
It's that, my goodness, you know, we sold off 9 days in a row. We had a little rally back in front of the election, but it wasn't much. We were down huge this morning. And I don't think the forecast, you know, it was so cut and dried. If Clinton wins, we're up 5%. If Trump wins, we're down 5%. It's not that simple. There's moving parts all over the place, including interest rates and currencies and so on. And already there's also the possibility of, hey, you know, some companies are going to benefit from a Trump presidency.
You spent a lot of time with bond traders. I was surprised to see the yield on the 10-year government note soaring this morning. I would have thought with the flight to safety, it would have come down. But what do I know?
I think it's the moving parts. In particular, when you see people selling the dollar and buying other currencies, you remember those dollars weren't sitting in a bank somewhere. They were invested. I wouldn't be surprised if some of that selling was China. They have $3 trillion invested in foreign currency, most of it in treasuries. There's a lot of uncertainty there.
Now, what about the possibility in the U.S. of that interest rate hike engineered by the Federal Reserve, perhaps in a couple weeks?
So the way they're going to play it is this. The data in the U.S. support a rate hike. But if the markets are still in turmoil like this, they will not raise rates in December. They are level-headed. They are extraordinarily patient, and they will be patient this time, too.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, the chief economist there. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Corporate America is also waking up to this unexpected result. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here with more. Lewis, how's the private sector going to parse this?
A Trump presidency is a huge mixed bag for businesses. On the one hand, we've seen a lot of hand-wringing from powerful groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce over Trump's protectionist rhetoric, the suggestion that he'd block trade deals. The National Association of Manufacturers shares that concern. CEO Jay Timmons:
the business community has to do a better job of communicating the benefits of trade.
On the other hand, tax reform could happen, and that could come along with big tax cuts for corporations. Todd McCracken with the National Small Business Association says his members mostly like that idea. One area where they're more split is immigration. Businesses in areas with more immigrant workers have concerns, and of course, many small businesses are immigrant-run.
And from the small business perspective, it is remarkable how entrepreneurial immigrants are.
Finally, industries like oil and gas and big banks might be celebrating a possible easing up on regulation.
Lewis, thank you. To govern, President Trump will need detailed policy proposals. For insight into this, let's turn to Glenn Hubbard, the former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President George W. Bush and currently dean of Columbia's Graduate Business School. Dr. Hubbard, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
A Republican House, Republican Senate, and a new president who wants to cut taxes. Do you think there's a chance this will now go beyond tax cuts and maybe into reform of the tax system?
I do. I mean, I think what we saw last night, perhaps unexpectedly, was a reversal of the 2008 election sweep centered on the need for change related to growth, really. And tax reform and regulatory reform, I would expect to be pretty high on the list, along with possibly infrastructure reform.
So you see a Trump presidency bringing higher economic growth soon? Some experts think the talk of cracking down on, for instance, multinationals could hurt growth.
Well, I think that's a real issue. I would say that for the incoming administration, there are three concerns: discipline, what are the specific policies and what's the team that's going to execute. But I think we ought to all take a deep breath and imagine the possibilities here, particularly from tax and regulatory reform. And yes, one would hope that we don't do something on the trade front that would undo that. I think there will be some market volatility for a while. This was unexpected. But I do think the opportunity for pro-growth policy is real.
So you don't think globalization has now run its course now that it's going to be Donald Trump as president?
I think globalization is under attack, whether Donald Trump had won last night or Secretary Clinton. And I think the question for a leader, a president-elect, is what do you do about it? I would say that it has more to do with helping localities and helping people who've lost their jobs than interfering with world trade. But this is going to be a debate within the Republican Party and within the nation as a whole.
I've just been looking at your resume, Dr. Hubbard. Looks like you could possibly be a candidate for Treasury Secretary. Any interest?
I think that's not something for me. I'm happy doing exactly what I do. I don't need to sign the dollar bill.
Right. Glenn Hubbard at the Columbia Business School and former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President George W. Bush. Dr. Hubbard, thank you.
Thank you.
From former chief economist for a Republican president to the chief economist for a Democratic one, with Republicans controlling the White House and Congress, both houses, does that mean gridlock is swept away? I asked Austin Goolsbee, former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors under President I asked Austin Goolsbee, former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama, and now at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
I do think big things will happen. The getting rid of all or part of Dodd-Frank, the getting rid of Obamacare, to do anything like big infrastructure that in a way requires a bit of a national consensus, I don't know. You kind of see on the map that it's two different countries. In a political environment like that, it strikes me as relatively hard to build a national consensus for anything.
He did campaign on bringing jobs to America. Jobs are under pressure from trade, Donald Trump often pointed out. But the march of technology may be even more to blame. Voters were asking for many things, but I think clearly they want better livelihoods. That's going to be now on this new administration to see if they can provide it.
The jury's still out. And I think if you look at the stock markets in the U.S. and around the world, you can see that there's a lot of uncertainty about that question. My own belief is that building walls to try to keep the rest of the world's stuff and people and ideas out doesn't make you rich. It makes you poor. It's been tried hundreds of times all around the globe, and that doesn't make you rich.
The transition now begins in earnest. What will you be watching for as the new economic team is assembled?
I think the question of whether President Trump is going to establish an economic team of, are they going to be business experts, political people, or are they going to be more friends of Donald Trump's, and who he starts putting and from which groups will tell us a lot about where he wants to go.
Austin Goolsbee is former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama. He's now at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Professor Goolsbee, thank you.
Thank you, David.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.